What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pretty Imperfections podcast. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn. For those who don't know, now you know. And we are back with another episode today. I wanted to make this episode for the men. Men, this episode is for you. We are all about our men. Even though I am definitely about women empowerment, I care too. So this episode is for you guys, and there will definitely be future episodes that are catered to you guys too. You know, can't be girly mess all the time. Not that it is or will ever be, but I'm letting you guys know I'm here for you too. So the topic for today, if you read the title before you came in, is five standards of men that I think are BS. And these are the ones that I think. Now, I'm just putting that out there. It's not just, you know, there are BS. And these are ones that I think are BS. You know, these are ones I feel personally are a bunch of, you know, we're going to jump right into this. The first one, before we jump into this, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I got, I think six of them. So it's more, a little bit more than five. So you got a little bonus one in there, but five for show. We got five for show. So the first one, I put it like this. Girls who want to snuggle are considered affectionate, but when boys want to snuggle, it's considered needy. And that's a standard that I feel is a bunch of bullshit, because men want to cuddle too. They want love and affection too. They are human beings, and y'all deserve love and affection. And it's so funny that I'm doing this video, and I just saw a video on Facebook, and it was a guy and a woman, and the caption was saying that men want to be the little spoon too sometimes. It made me laugh so hard because it kind of made it into an ad. I just thought it was so funny. But it is like literally a video representation of this point. Men need love and affection too, ladies. Don't be neglecting y'all men. When it comes to this relationship business, it's not about, you know, what the women can get all the time. It is about giving back to the men and making sure that you're making them feel appreciated too. Just throwing that out there. I am all for the relationship advice, and that is definitely a booster in the relationship. Women, make sure you letting your man be the little spoon. Alright? Let him be the little spoon sometime. So point number two is a married woman without a job is looked as a homemaker and everything, you know. Oh, you're so inspirational. I wish I could be just like you and everything. You know, they're looked at as like this power figure, and they should be, because being a stay-at-home mom is not an easy job. You gotta cook, clean, tend to the kids, tend to their homework, tend to their every little whiny need, because kids can be freaking whiny and needy. Kids are the most neediest human beings on this planet. But we love them, and we keep repopulating the earth with them. But a married woman, you know, it is definitely a job, and it should be, because, you know, some people do look at women as, you know, oh, well, what do you do all day? It happens. But for a man who's married without a job, it's looked as, oh, they're a failure, they're a bum, they can't provide for their family. And if that ain't a bunch of bullshit, I don't know what fucking is. And I'm dropping F-bombs, B-bombs, all this podcast, because it's a bunch of effed up bullshit. And yeah, I did. I just blanked out the F word, but I definitely said, you know, I don't know what the point of that was, but we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it. But I just feel like that's not right, because men could be stay-at-home parents too. They can, sometimes it's the woman who's the breadwinner. It's the new age. It's 2019. We should not be looking at it as role play all the time. We can switch up the roles. Men could be the stay-at-home parents. And a lot of these males be doing a damn good job at it, because they like to cook. They like to clean. And they don't have to be looked at as feminine for it. You can be a big, strong man cooking in the kitchen for your wife. And when she come home, you give her a nice fat kiss and ask her how her day was. It could be that way. I don't know why this role as the stay-at-home parent has to be looked at as a feminine way. And I mean, I do know why. But why it's still like that is beyond me. We need to change that. That needs to change. So another point that I have on my list is that a woman who wants like a tall, fit man, or, you know, a certain type of build and everything, looks, the people look at them as they have high standards. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But then when a man goes, you know, I would like a tall, fit woman, or sometimes they like them short, petite. You know what I mean? People are kind of looking at it as he's objectifying her, or he's being like discriminatory. And some, we talked about this, y'all. We talked about this with the Chris Brown thing, when he was talking about what the black girls with the pretty hair. Does not mean, yeah, go listen to the podcast. It does not have to mean that. And all means that they want a tall, fit woman doesn't mean that they have a preference. I mean, because you got your men out there who like them thick and hips. Boy, they love them thick and hips. And you got your men who like them real skinny. That's just their preference. Now, where it becomes an issue, and I mentioned this on that podcast, Controversy or Controversy, go listen to it. I believe it's episode number 2, is you can have a preference without having to bash other people's preference. It's a thing. You can have your own preference without having to bash other people for having their preference. So that this one is also BS. The next one that I have is not really a trigger warning, but if, you know, sexual harassment makes you feel uncomfortable, that's what this. If a woman sexually harasses a man, they look at it as it's supposed to be amusing, rather than what it is, but it is rapey, and it's, you know, it's harassment, and it shouldn't be looked at as, oh, or people shouldn't say you should feel happy that a woman is coming on to you in that manner. You know what I mean? If that's making you feel uncomfortable and you're telling her to stop and she continues, that's harassment regardless. And we should not be applauding women who do that at all. It's disgusting behavior, and it needs to be stopped. Those women need to be stopped. And we need to stop making it this thing that should be looked at as okay. Like when that whole thing came out with Cardi B date raping people with the drugs and stealing their money and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that is a whole situation in its own. But I don't feel like it should have been praised. She should not be getting applauded for doing something like that. Because if it was the opposite, a big example, Bill Cosby, he was done. They fried his career. That man is done. His social image that he had as being an inspirational African-American male in the African-American community and entertainment is tarnished, done. Like, he's not getting that back unless he was proven innocent. So the fact that it's looked at as amusing, or they should be appreciative of the fact that they're getting that kind of attention. It's just so wrong. It's so disgusting, and it really shouldn't be a thing. It really shouldn't. It's this thing is BS is what it is. And the last point that I have on this list is about how female bisexuality is accepted very easily, as it should be. With these points, when I'm saying as they shouldn't be accepted, they should be accepted, but it should go for all of the sexes, and it should be looked at as the same for males. It's unfair that a male who is bisexual, who claims to be bisexual and is bisexual, and he puts that out there, it's not fair that people just automatically just write gay on his forehead because he is also into men. Because if it was the opposite and a woman said, okay, you know, I'm into males, but I'm also into females, it's like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? Like, they think near kind of look at him as straight. You know, it's like, you're bisexual. It's more so like, you like men with a hint of woman. And that's considered like sexy and attractive and a turn on. Like, their sexuality is like, I don't even know how to word that. But it's looked at as a turn, as like a turn on. Even for me as a woman being bisexual, I have a wife and everything. People catcalls all the time, like, kiss, kiss, kiss. And that is so disgusting. It shouldn't be a question of, oh, you know, you're just gay. When he clearly does have a like for both females and men. And another thing that I feel that goes along with this is that women have the preference that, you know, they don't want a man who is also into other men. And that's okay. Again, it's okay to have your preference, but you don't have to bash them for it. If your preference is to not date a bisexual man, don't. Don't. There are plenty of other women out there who wouldn't mind dating a bisexual man as long as he is for her. And he's not dibbling dabbling while he's in a relationship, cheating and stuff like that on her. It wouldn't matter to her. So all because it matters to you, that's okay. Let it matter to you. But don't sit up there and project that onto somebody else. That is unfair and is wrong. And it just makes this point even more bullshit. So those are my points. My five, well, six reason or standards of men that I think are just straight out BS. So I want to know what you guys think. Do you think the points that I listed here are valid? Do you think I missed some? I'm pretty sure I did miss some. And if I did, tell me which ones really grind your gears, because I'm sure there are some out there. And no, I didn't list them all. So y'all, with that being said, go follow me on social media. Go check out the Pretty Imperfections podcast Facebook page. It's simple, just at Pretty Imperfections and you Facebook search and it should pop up. It has the same banner thing as the profile picture, so it should be pretty easy to find. And if you're not already, go follow me on my Instagram at beautifiedlovin, beautified_lovin, BEAUTIFIED_lovin. And that's exactly where I post all my posts. It has the Pre-Imperfections Instagram also, where you can find the link, because the link is no longer in my Instagram bio. So you have to go over to the Pre-Imperfections IG. And that's where you'll find that. And you'll have to catch me on the next episode where we talk about the five standards of women that I think are BS. So tune in to the next episode coming out next Monday at 5 p.m. And we out.